we need to be prepared for that possibility.
That's Reba Rice, director of the Lakes Community Health Centers in Ashland and Iron River. Rice is concerned federal funding to community health centers could be cut next year. Rice says they are seeing the health of their patients improve.
We are assisting dental patients and medical patients to access care at an earlier stage where they can still be either preventing diseases altogether or through early detection and through better management, maintaining their chronic conditions in a more healthy way.
Rice says preventive care saves everyone money.
One of the major problems that we see across the country, but certainly in our rural area, is that people avoid care and until they end up at a point where they need to go into the emergency room, which is the single most expensive place both for the patient and for the healthcare system.
State Representative Nick Milroy of Superior says community health centers offer care to people who might not otherwise have any.
They provide such a valuable service because they offer people this alternative, and usually they have a sliding scale so you can pay based according to what you make.
Wisconsin Primary Healthcare Association Director Stephanie Harrison says there are more than 70 community health service sites across the state.
Cuts would absolutely mean fewer services. I think cuts would also mean that we would be able to leverage fewer of these federal resources that are available.
Rice says cutting now could mean trouble later.
To just save a couple dollars now may in the long run end up costing us more, because if we don't do preventive care and if we don't continue to provide a healthcare home to folks where underserved people can get access to medical, dental, and mental health care, then down the road, those folks are going to have more expensive health problems than they do today.
State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar says there is no denying community health centers have an impact in his northern district, which has many low-income residents.
They've created jobs for the community. But more importantly, they're improving the health and well-being of the community and county. Bayfield County is one of the poorest counties in the country. Without them, we'd be even more impoverished.
The Federal Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of March 2010 will spend more than $11 billion in community health center expansion over the next 5 years. This includes $1.5 billion in renovation projects and $9.5 billion in the creation of more sites and additional services at the almost 8,000 community health care centers across the country. Harrison says states will be competing for the money.
If we saw cuts on the state level, that would certainly impact the health center's ability to compete for those funds.
Rice says the money could mean a bright future.
If we're able to bring those home to Wisconsin, then we will be able to add providers and increase our services and improve our facilities. And we want to accomplish those goals, but if the funding doesn't get allocated, then we may be in trouble with that. We're not going to be able to continue to grow if we are not allowed those additional dollars.
Harrison says Wisconsin's community health centers provided care for more than 250,000 people last year. She expects the 2010 figure to be even higher. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.